welcome to another edition of the Henry Norman Show on WRMI Miami. Our frequency is 9955 kHz. I'm glad they tuned in again this evening. If you like the show, run a radio station and think I would fit well into your team as a presenter, then I would be happy if you got in touch with me. You can use the same email address if you send a reception report and would like to have an EQSL with a new motive. The address is henrynormanshow@gmail.com. I am Henry Norman and I say hello. The first artist in this show comes from Bad Wurzach in Germany. In addition to country music, C.C. Miller has a second mainstay. He also rents out holiday apartments on the smallest and westernmost island of the Canary Island in Spain. Here he is now singing Take Me Back to 59 Childhood Days.
Fields where we used to roam, chasing dreams, playing games, running wild till the sun went home. Life was simple, no one to blame. School was just a one-room place, riding that old yellow bus, learning life at a slower pace. No rush, just faith and trust. Radio played our favorite tunes underneath the summer moon. We'd gather round the table tight, sharing stories in the candlelight. Worked the land with my old man, sweat and toil hand in hand. Sundays in that wooden pew, thanking God for all we knew. Take me back to 59 childhood days and starry skies, when the days were long. Fast-paced modern age, memories turn another page. But through the changes, we still see the simple life that used to be. We navigate the digital streams in a world of screens and virtual dreams. Yet the echoes of fears and old school days still guide us through life's modern maze. Take me back to 59 childhood days and starry skies, when the days were long and free, where my heart will always be. In the glow of our devices light, we honor the past with pride so bright. For the lessons learned, the stories told, more precious than silver or gold. Now the years have come and gone, but those memories linger on. In my heart, I always know 59's where I go. Take me back to 59 childhood days and starry skies, when the heart will always be.
Critics say about the next duo that they are a duo like no other. This is what the magazine Vintage Guitar writes about Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley. They are an acoustic firestorm. Let's get a picture of the two of them when they sing now Backstreets on Broadway.
He thumbed his way to Nashville back in 88 with a dream and a guitar to his name. He could sing like Elvis, but he could hardly wait. He could almost taste the fortune and fame. Music City is a town that can knock you down and leave you in total despair. It can tear you apart and rip out your heart and turn your dreams into nightmares. Now his home is on the back streets off Broadway, living out his dreams on nickels and dimes. When the road told him no, he had nowhere to go but the back streets off Broadway and out of his mind. Well, he tried and he tried, and the years they went by, till he landed between second and third. He's still there today, making his way, and singing for all that he's worth. Now his home is on the back streets off Broadway, living out his dreams on nickels and dimes. When the road told him no, he had nowhere to go but the back streets off Broadway and out of his mind. When Music Row told him no, he had nowhere to go but the back streets off Broadway and out of his mind. On the back streets off Broadway and out of his mind.
Melinda Lee Smith was adopted at birth by a non-denominational Protestant minister and his wife, who was choir director at the church. When she sang a cover version of the Dolly Parton song Jolene, a producer noticed her and gave her first record deal. We hear them now with the song Jericho.
Angels' wings, we're all going down to Jericho. is calling, Joshua is coming with a wrecking ball. He's coming down to Jericho.
WRMI Henry Norman Show at 9955 kHz. I am Henry Norman. The next singer was born in Aarhus in Denmark. At the age of 20, he emigrated to Canada. There he became Ontario gymnastic champion. He later moved to California and initially worked as film stuntman. Today, he makes country music and takes care of his family, consisting of his wife, his triplets, and two other sons. Here is Bjarne Andersen with Blue Boy.
Blue Boy, that's what they call me, 'cause I'm so lonely since I lost you. Blue Boy, I'm known as Blue Boy. You found a new boy, and now we're through. I had a twinkle in my eye when our sweet love was new. Now all I do is moan and cry and hunger after you. Blue Boy, I'll be a blue boy until you as I need you.
I had a twinkle in my eye when our sweet love was new.
Now all I do is moan and cry and hunger after you. Blue Boy, I'll be your blue boy until you need me as I need you, as I need you.
July the 4th, 1957, the Bayou Boys, a bluegrass group from Louisiana, were in a car accident on their way to a concert. The band members Charlie Waller and Bill Emerson, who remained uninjured, were forced to perform the performance alone. So a new band was founded, the Country Gentlemen, which still exists today. Charlie Waller, the group's longtime frontman, died in August 2004. His son Randy took over the leadership and from now on performs as Randy Waller and the Country Gentlemen. We are now listening a song from the time where their father was still alive. Get in line, buddy.
A country music star, moved my wife and family along with my guitar to a place they call Nashville, Music City, USA. But nobody told me it would ever be this way.
Get in line, buddy, get in line, buddy. That's all I heard them say. Get in line, buddy, you just got here yesterday.
Down 16th Avenue, that I might have a chance to make my dream come true. But I've looked everywhere, and I don't know where they are. The one that can make me a country music star.
Get in line, buddy, get in line, buddy. That's all I heard them say. Get in line, buddy, you just got here yesterday.
Well, the road goes all uphill in this crazy game I'm in. I've worn holes in my shoes and I'm looking kind of thin. But if it takes determination and I keep my old guitar, I'll climb that hill to the top and be a country music star.
Get in line, buddy, get in line, buddy. That's all I heard him say. Get in line, buddy, you just got here yesterday. Get in line, buddy, you just got here yesterday.
The next singer is from Southern California. Her parents say about her that she always loved singing and loved music above all else. You can also tell when she sings "Don't Call Me" from a honky-tonk. This is Erin Hay.
sympathy. For you still love the nightlife more than you love me. If you want me, you'll have to leave that way of life behind. Don't call me from a honky-tonk and think you'll change my mind. You'll change my mind.
That was another edition of the Henry Norman Show on WRMI Miami 9955 kHz. If you want an EQSL, send me your reception report to henrynormanshow@gmail.com. If you provide correct information, you will receive a brand new EQSL. Every month, it exists a new motif. If you run a radio station, you like my show and think I would fit into your team of presenter, please contact me. I would be happy if we could work well together. Finally, today I have a country song that was released by the legendary Stax label in the 60s and 70s. It is sung by Billy Lee Ryle, who called himself Darren Lee on stage. He's now singing us something about the long black train. I am your Henry Norman. I am thank you for joining us again, and I hope you will repeat hearing in the next month again. Until next time, I all the best. Your Henry Norman says now, bye bye.
Back when I was 10, Jim, he was mine. Trains come in, watch them long black trains, watch them long black trains. And so I told my friend,
Wer die größten Stars der Welt vertritt, der besitzt enorme Macht. Aber wie gewinnt man das Vertrauen der Stars, um an diese Macht zu kommen? Alan Klein hat's geschafft. Er hat nämlich genau das zu seinem Geschäftsmodell gemacht. Er verhalf Bobby Darin zu mehr Geld, verschaffte Sam Cooke bessere Verträge, überzeugte die Rolling Stones und schließlich auch John Lennon, George Harrison und Ringo Starr. Nur einer traute ihm nie, Paul McCartney. Und warum ausgerechnet der Recht behalten sollte, erzählt die neue Folge von Tatort Musik.